Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get a hold of
it. Everybody
up
there.
Get into it.
Away.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. I'm here today again, show, 142 or 43 now, I have to double check, of the Grill Nation show, brought to you by some really great sponsors we'll get to in a second. I want to preview today's show. We will have on one of those partners and supporters of Grill Nation, Reactor Design Studios, and Clifton Alexander, who joins me each and every month. He has been on a hiatus here for a while because of scheduling, but we have him here today, and also we'll have him here in a few weeks with some really exciting shows, which we will talk about. But today I really wanted to focus on some updates with him, and then really kind of delve into some really high-level questions, but then kind of get into the weeds with branding and marketing and really kind of define what makes a epic brand and what does epic stand for. And then I want to talk about some examples from the marketplace with him about some of the brands that have done really well. And then in our last segment today, we will get in some fun stuff with some fads in the consumer space with products. And just going to have a lot of fun. And Clifton truly is a thought leader. The website for him is reactorkc.com. They do great branding work here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. We're going to talk a lot about some really cool things today, and obviously have some fun as well. So I'm really excited to have Clifton Alexander back on the show today. I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill, heard here on KMBZ 980 AM, as well as on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Title sponsors of the show are Truss, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Contributors to the Grill Nation show are, again, Reactor Design Studios and Clifton Alexander, One Light Luxury Apartments, and the Rieger and J. Rieger & Co. Ryan may be a bi-monthly guest on the show. You connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also check out our Instagram page at Grill Nation Show, as well as my Instagram page and any other place on social media. Just search for Jason Grill on social media platforms and you will find me. I'm very active recently on the Twitter and on Instagram, so follow me on those mediums. Welcome back to the show. One of our partners and supporters now as we get going here, Clifton Alexander, founder, creative Chuck Norris of Reactor Design Studios. You can check him out at reactorkc.com. He is our guest for the show today, and we are going to bring you a lot of cool, exciting news and thought leadership today on the show. Clifton, how are you, sir?
Man, I am super good. Wish it was still the holidays, perhaps. I'm kind of like, you know, you come out of the holidays, you're gone for a long time and it's cold here and, you know, you got to get back to work. Things are crazy. Yeah, I spent 2 weeks in San Diego and LA with family and had a nice time.
Yeah, you were, I talked to you briefly in December and then you were out on the road here. How was that? How was California? You're originally from there.
That's where I'm from. So whenever I go out there, I'm visiting family and we do a lot of other things. We go to the beach and go to, you know, see the sights and things like that. But,
give us some highlights.
A lot of family time. So, highlights. We found a really incredible beach, in Coronado that we had never been to before. And it is just, like a shell, smorgasbord, so to speak. And a lot of times when you go to a beach, you might find a shell or two here and there. this entire beach was just millions and millions and millions of just shells of all kinds, sand dollars, everything you could ever imagine. So we had a fantastic time collecting and doing some things there. Spent a lot of time at my brother's house, spent a lot of time at my sister's house, got to visit with my family. It was cool to go and see, when I was at my brother's, to see the Ember World Headquarters. We had him on the show a couple months ago.
That's the coffee mug, right?
Yeah, the coffee mug.
Among other things.
So we got to see the, where it all happens, essentially, their offices, and, look at how they're essentially changing the culture of how we drink and potentially how we eat down the road. Got to see some new exciting products that they're working on for, the next couple of years, and they're just growing like crazy,
That was in LA.
So yeah, it's in LA. Well, north of LA.
So you did the San Diego, LA. Didn't go up to Northern California, did you?
No, we always stay south. Yeah. Okay. And we ended up going. We ended up flying into San Diego, going to LA, coming back to San Diego, spending some time in.
That was a cheaper fare, right?
Much cheaper. Yeah, we talked about that last time too. We saved probably $800 or something on our flights just by going to San Diego this time. But we found this incredible campground that we stayed at, and it seems weird to be traveling on vacation and staying at a campground when you're not camping. But the campground there in San Diego has these incredible cabins. They're beautiful, and they're just like a mountain cabin with bathroom and bunk beds and the whole deal. And
is this a KOA?
It's not a state. It's just a campground in the middle. It's in the middle of the city of San Diego. And
wait, how is that possible?
It's there.
So compare it to something here in Kansas City. It'd be like a campground where?
It'd be like if you put a campground in, I don't know, Brookside, right? if you literally just took a big piece of land in the middle of Brookside and put a campground there for RVs, for tent camping, and for they have these cabins. But they have on site, they have rock climbing walls and bikes the kids can ride and jumping pillows and a cafe. And I mean, it's a whole thing. It's incredible. I mean, probably hundreds of families. What's the name of this place? KOA.
KOA.
They have KOAs are all across the country, but some of them are in more urban locations like that, right in the middle of the city. It's incredible. It's very cool.
What was that like? What were the people like at that?
It was RVs. But it was like when we were there during Christmas break, there were probably 100 kids running around at any given time, just running around, riding bikes, playing games, jumping on the jumping pillows. It was just a huge family friendly, fun environment. It was just really cool. So
check that
out. It was revitalizing.
You don't have kids, you don't know about that, do you?
Not as much. You either have to have an RV or you have to have kids. But for us, it's always about finding a place to stay. That's not a hotel room. That's one of the things we always do is try to find non-hotel rooms to stay in. It's a lot more fun. It's more interesting. And the kids have a good time too. So,
Clifton Alexander is with me for the show today. You mentioned getting back to work and balancing a lot of new work after the first of the year. I think we're all in that same boat with the holiday break. It's been kind of fast and furious, hasn't it, sir?
It's a time of year where everybody has put off all of their projects in October, November, December, just to try to get through the holidays. And then everybody comes calling on January 1st type of thing. And so we're working on some really cool new projects, trying to wrap up some old stuff. And you and I are going to be working together some more here on a big project, which is going to be really neat. Mm-hmm. And
I always enjoy working with Clifton because he challenges me to think differently with his branding knowledge and his marketing brain, his creative brain. Not only do you have a type A business, which you've grown, a lot of growth and entrepreneurship and business, but you have kind of a type B creative thought process.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Around it's all about that. It's all about coming up with the most creative concept that fits within the framework of what the brand needs. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to just create something in a bubble that isn't effective for somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about.
So on today's show, Clifton, we're going to have you back after the break here. We're going to break here soon again. Reactor Design Studios, reactorkc.com. Clifton Alexander, great guy here in Kansas City. We are going to be talking to you about kind of defining what makes a good brand. I know this is what your passion is. It's what you do for clients all over the city and all over the country. And really kind of do that and kind of go through some examples that you have that you think have done amazing work. And then we'll also get into some fads too at the end. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
You're listening to Grill Nation here on KMBZ 980 AM.
power, bigger, better, stronger power.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM KMBZ. Also appreciate you if you're joining us via podcast at iTunes or TuneIn Radio. It's Stitcher Radio as well. I've got our guest today. He's a great guy here in Kansas City, contributor to the Grill Nation Show. Joins us each and every month here. We talked to Clifton Alexander about things going on in the branding and marketing world, current trends, thought leadership type things, and Clifton is joining us today to do more of that. Sometimes we sprinkle in some guests. I know we're going to be planning out our schedule here, but each and every month we look forward, and there's going to be some really cool things happening here down the road with future shows, which, so please keep me in the loop on that, Clifton. I know you're excited about some of our future guests. Great to have you back here in 2018. So I wanted to start off this segment talking to you about branding, right? So
yeah.
So you sent me some questions here today when we were doing our show prep, very broad. Mm-hmm. And so the first one that I have on my list is, you know, what is a brand? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. I thought it would be interesting. I think you and I talk a lot on the air about branding in air quotes, mm-hmm. but I thought it would be interesting to take it back a notch here and just try to discover or, understand what are we talking about when we say branding or when we talk about a brand. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do with every one of our new clients as we're working with them and we get into our kickoff and we do our growth assessment and we do all these things, one of the things we do is that's the very first thing is we do this. We answer that question, what is a brand? And I walk them through a presentation that I have that I've built up over the years that just answers that question. It's not any kind of rocket science. It's not a, some kind of crazy in-depth insider information. It's just basic information to say, okay, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about a brand, what exactly does that mean? And so I would be curious from you, Jason, if I were to say to you something like, what is a brand? I'd be curious what your answer to that type of question would be, or what makes up a brand.
That's a good question.
Putting you on the spot.
Just some sort of like something that's identifiable, you know, that you recognize.
Yeah.
That's kind of the first thing I think of. The second thing is just kind of products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things also come to mind. So maybe like a branded logo or whatever that company or that services. So what are their products? What are their services that they offer? That would be my two cents, if you will.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's
very
good.
And I'm not cheating. You didn't give me any answers in advance.
No, that's actually really good. And that's, I think you're right on in part of that answer. Yeah. And I think, and again, maybe there is no official right answer to what is a brand. A brand really is whatever the brand and that company wants to make it, I suppose. But, the biggest note, I think, that I always like to say is a lot of people think of the brand or the core piece of the brand as being the logo of the company, right? That's the thing that's very tangible. It's something that's easy to see and to understand. And you have companies like Coca-Cola that have their beautiful, wonderful, historical logo that you've seen a billion times all over the world, no matter where you go, mm-hmm. whether it be United States, Times Square, whether it be some village in Iceland, right? You're going to see that Coca-Cola logo perfectly rendered every single time. And so that's what people think. Oh, the brand is the logo. And one of the things that we talk about,
or the name, I guess,
or the name. But so this is where I'm getting to, right? So, so there's all these tangible things that a brand has or that they, produce or that they work with. So those things can be these very tangible things. It can be the name itself, the logo we talked about. Maybe there's a particular color scheme that they kind of own, like think of UPS or Tiffany, right? They have a very specific color palette. What are some other tangible things a brand might have? Maybe a business card or maybe a sign or a some kind of outward facing iteration of that company, of that logo, of that brand. It might be the website. There's all those sorts of things. In my opinion, all of those things are also part of the brand. Or when you say the brand, those things are all included. So as a brand, or as a company, you have to continually remember that your brand isn't just your logo, that it's all these other things that are part of the puzzle, right? Mm-hmm. They create this big puzzle. But the other thing that a lot of people tend to miss or tend to forget about are all of these intangible things. And these are things like your actual pricing of your products, your voicemail messages, the types of clients that you have, the company that you keep, so to speak, that kind of concept. When you are speaking of pricing, okay, we'll go back to that for a second. Different types of companies rely on pricing as their, essentially their brand, right? You think about Walmart. Walmart is this great company. They do all these things. They sell all these products. But at the end of the day, their marketing and their efforts around what they do, their branding always comes back to being the low price leader type of concept, right? Then you have other brands like maybe brands that you'd see at Nordstrom or a department store or Prada or Coach or something like that. Those brands are using price, but in a different way. Some of those products may not be that much more to manufacture than something you might see at Walmart, but the pricing is 30, 40, 50 times higher because they're building a brand based on a pricing scheme. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. As I sit here in a Patagonia sweater and I went to Target on the way here and I'm pretty sure I saw the exact same one for a third of the price.
Now, there are some advantages that the brands, that the more expensive ones have. A lot of times they have different technology and higher end materials and things like that. So it's not always an apples to apples. But the point being is that there are all sorts of intangible things that the customer doesn't generally think about that are also part of that brand. If we're defining this question of what is a brand or what are the components of a brand, yes, it's your logo and your website and your products, but it's also the pricing model. It's the voicemail messages, like I talked about earlier. It's how you answer the phone when somebody calls, or it's your customer service. A lot of companies have really terrible customer service. And they become known for that. You could have the best product in the world, but if you have terrible customer service, that could really affect your brand in the long run, like in a bad way. And so my point in all that in defining this concept of what is a brand is it's really, as maybe cliche as it sounds, it's all of that. It's everything, literally everything. And so anything you interact with that has anything to do with a company or a product or a service, that is part of those companies' brands. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest point that I think I wanted to get across. And these are the things that I talk about with my clients from day one as we say, look, we're looking at this thing. We may build you a new logo and do some brand voice and things like that. But we have to continually think about all these other pieces and parts of the puzzle because they're all equally important. We choose to highlight certain areas that seem a little more important in advertising and marketing and things like that. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to all of those pieces together and how they all work together and form that puzzle of creating a brand. Mm-hmm. And some of the biggest companies in the world, they get there because they know that. They know the answer to that and they understand that and they do well in all of those areas.
Interesting. Yeah. Clifton Alexander is our guest today, contributor to the Grill Nation show. Website is reactorkc.com if you're interested in learning more. I'd urge you, if you have a growing business here in Kansas City or are looking to rebrand, to give Clifton a holler as well on Twitter or on the internet or on phone. We still use phones.
Yeah,
right?
Just call me, man. All right? Just call me.
So
I was just going to say, like, all of those things add up and they form the brand, and that's what we're talking about. But the piece that really matters in all of that is the promise that that brand is creating for its customers. If you are promising that you are the greatest company in the world, or that you're the friendliest, or that you have the best product, or you have all these things, all those brand pieces come together to form that promise. And you have to be, as a brand, as a company, you have to be authentic to that promise of what you are saying you're going to do to your customers. I mean, you can't go outside of that. The minute you start deviating from that plan, the minute you start going back on your promise or moving away from it, that's when customers start to know and they start to see it and they start to pull back too.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you're creating a promise for your customers.
Yep.
Like you just said, all the pieces of brand work towards that promise, they all equal out towards that promise. The more authentic you are to your promise, the better chances you have for success. That's something you guys strive for, and that's a that's a mantra of yours.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left in this segment. In the next segment, I want to talk about what makes an epic brand. Again, products are made in the factory, but brands are created in the mind. I want to go through that a little bit.
You bet.
Also want to talk about some examples of some companies and how they've used branding in different ways to be authentic to their brand promise in our next segment. But this is fascinating, and this is something that a lot of people just don't even think about.
Yeah,
when
they don't.
They have a company, they really they're really focused on the day-to-day.
Yeah. They're focused on, I got to make my product better, or my product's okay, I got to focus only on my marketing or whatever, and don't worry about the product. And people don't often think of all of the pieces. And it's hard. I totally get it, right? Because you're busy as an entrepreneur or as a business owner, and you are focused and you're busy and you've got a lot of things on your plate. But my whole goal and my message is to not forget about all of the things that matter and to try to figure out a way to make it happen, to make your promise stand with your customers and within the environment that you're in. And that's really what it's all about. And so we can talk about the next piece of this, which you mentioned, was the Epic brand. And that is something that's proprietary to us. Not proprietary, but it's something that we say.
Let's not say what it means. Let's tease that for the break here.
It's an acronym.
We're going to learn about what an Epic brand is and why it's so important here after the break. Appreciate you joining us today on Grill Nation Show here on KMZ 980 AM. Stick with us after the break. We'll be right back. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM KMBZ. I'm your host. Thanks again for joining me. Jason Grill here today in studio with one of our contributors to the Grill Nation Show, Clifton Alexander from Reactor Design Studios. Great guy here and has a great company down in the Crossroads area of Kansas City. They do work throughout the region and throughout the country. And Clifton has really, truly become a branding expert and thought leader in the city and throughout the region. Clifton Alexander is back with us. Clifton, we were talking about branding, and you did a really good job explaining to us what actually makes up a brand and how it is engaging for people to really kind of hone in on the promise that they're making to their customers and really how the brand kind of goes into that promise and equals a better chance for success if they continue to be authentic to their promise. We left the show before the break, and we talked about what makes an epic brand. Why don't you get us started with that and explain to us what epic means and just kind of what you're thinking with that that word.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that I love about the company that I have and the things that we do is that we're able to create processes, and we're able to create things that are valuable for the companies that we work with. And several years ago, we started using this concept that we were calling epic brands, and that we were essentially creating epic brands for our companies and our clients. And the concept has many different meanings. The actual meaning of the word epic is essentially like a big, very important story and things like that, right? That fits perfectly into what a brand is, just purely the word epic. But the other way that we use it is as an acronym, EPIC, and it stands for Engaging People in Conversation. And Jason, we have this belief, well, it's not even a belief, it's a knowledge base that says that in 2018, if you are not as a brand, as a company, if you are not engaging with your customers, you do not exist. We can't just open up a storefront and put an ad in the Yellow Pages anymore and get business, right? We can't just throw a billboard up and start, and business will just start flowing into our front door. We cannot do that. Mm-hmm. We have to be engaging with our customers. We have to be utilizing tools that allow our customers to engage with each other, that allow for review systems and all those sorts of things. And I have, just thinking of restaurants in general, how many times have you gone to eat at a restaurant that looks maybe like a totally divey, nasty place, but then you go up, pull it up on Yelp, and you see that it has 500 reviews that are 4.5 stars out of 5. And you say, well, shoot, man, if 500 people are eating here and saying it's amazing, then it's probably amazing. There's no chance that I'm going to go in here and have a terrible experience, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that it's the world we live in where, again, we can't just push advertising out to people and they'll respond to it. We have to engage with it. It's one of the reasons why, and we'll see this with the Super Bowl coming up here, all of the Super Bowl commercials, the big time commercials, they all have interactive elements, every one of them, that happen beforehand and that happen after via hashtags, via Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it is. All of them will use that. You'll see that again this year. They're going beyond the promotion and going into that engagement period. And so an epic brand is one that engages people in conversation. So that's my long answer.
And there's a lot of ways to do that, to define your brand. And I want to talk to you about some really good examples and some things that have been done in an epic way to engage customers and companies we've heard of. And let's just kind of break each of those down here as we keep going on the Grill Nation show here today. Again, with Clifton Alexander from Reactor Design Studios today in studio. Southwest, they have thought differently about flying, haven't they?
They have thought differently since day one. They literally started their airline in Texas because they wanted to do things differently than everybody else. And it worked. And they're now, in just a few short years, they've eclipsed every other airline in America, and they now are the largest passenger carrier of passengers in the United States. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I personally dislike flying on Southwest for a lot of different reasons, but I absolutely love their brand and I love their messaging and I love why they do it.
Yeah.
I know why they do it. I understand it. But from day one, they have thought differently in this sort of category of engaging people. They're not trying to sell you a way to get from destination to destination. And they get that. They're trying to sell you on being different, about thinking through things in the industry that are, with a unique perspective, which draws more customers. And their most recent branding, their whole thing is about, I think the actual slogan is, without a heart, it's just a machine. And all their airplanes have these heart logos on them now. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying with that is they're putting a human or an emotional spin or an emotional touch on flying. We all hate flying in terms of
I'm one of the anomalies.
I mean, like in terms of, I do too, but I mean, we hate it in terms of
some work done up there at the Wi-Fi,
like the waiting in the, you know,
the security,
the actual process of flying is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And used to be much more glamorous.
It did. Right. And so they're basically just trying to say, they're not saying we're going to be glamorous, but they're just saying, we're going to make it a little more fun for you. We're going to put some heart into everything we do. And that's what it's all about for those guys.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with you. I do like having assigned seats, though.
Yeah.
yes, Quick Trip.
Thank you.
Quick Trip, a person.
You guys are familiar with Quick
Paris
Trip.
Communications. I know they're, yes, does some work with them. But yeah, I really have always loved QT. Now, I know on the East Coast, you're going to see more of different types of, you know, they're out of Oklahoma. Yeah. But, you know, they just do such a good job here with delivering great stuff for the customers.
They have a great brand that they use, but it's really about the experience. It's about going to fill up your car with gas and going to a convenience store and feeling safe, feeling like it's clean, feeling like the people are friendly that work there, all those sorts of things. That's what makes Quick Trip so great, is that you go to any, literally any other convenience store and it's usually dirty. The employees are very unfriendly. They hate their job, right? They're not well trained. They're just there to take your money. There's safety concerns usually. Sometimes they're poorly lit, even if they're open, you know, all those sorts of things. Literally every single other convenience store out there, except for they've just done such a great job of differentiating themselves, and they are constantly busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it, and I know it. We'll pass by three other convenience stores and gas stations in order to get to a Quick Trip that we know is couple more blocks down the road.
It's amazing, right? It's really amazing how they've done that.
Driving customer traffic through being unique within the industry, paying their people well, training them, cleaning, all those sorts of things.
Harley.
Yeah.
I'm not a motorcycle guy, but
I'm not either. But think about a brand that, or in a logo and a culture
yeah.
where people are willing to tattoo that brand on their body. there are very few of those. I always ask all of my clients. So at the end of this process, are we going to get somebody to tattoo your logo on them? Right. Harley, they just have such a great reputation. They have a great history. They have great raving, incredible fans and brand champions that people are literally willing to tattoo their logo on their bodies. And it's for Harley, it's not about selling a motorcycle. Harley is selling freedom, individuality, open road. They have an ad right now that I saw that is basically making fun of the airlines, and it has a picture of a single person on a Harley in the middle of a wide open stretch of the country and saying, why would you want to have your legs cramped essentially when you could have all of this on your way to your destination, you know, that sort of thing. And so that's what they're selling. They're not selling a motorcycle. They're selling all those other
things. They're selling freedom.
Yeah.
They're selling individuality.
Yep.
Right.
The open road.
The open road, right?
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I never thought about the tattoo. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah.
You tattoo our logo on your body.
The Grill Nation logo right there. Right there, baby.
The GN right here. Okay. Coca-Cola. We mentioned them earlier. You talked about consistency.
They are one of the biggest brands in the world, obviously. And like we talked about, anywhere you go in the world, you're going to see their brand consistently. And so a lot of what they're selling, besides that emotional connection of just the what it tastes like and the polar bears and the Christmas memories and all that stuff that they always sell.
I have been to the Atlanta headquarters.
Okay, there you go. You know that you're going to get a consistent product anywhere you go, anywhere in the world. And they do a really good job at that, of just making sure that their brand and their messaging is consistent everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of the best companies that does that.
One company that, you know, with all of this new craft and artisan mm-hmm. and local coffee is Folgers. Right. Now it's a big corporation, right?
Huge corporation.
Maybe they don't have the best coffee per se. By many.
They definitely don't have the best coffee.
Okay. You know, I didn't know that. I'm a coffee drinker now, but I do sometimes get the little Keurig with the little Folgers on it and put it in the machine and drink it. What are they doing? How are they a great brand?
Yeah. And it's acceptable coffee, and a lot of people love it and a lot of people drink it and all that. But as a brand, Folgers cannot, and they know it, they cannot come out and say, we have the best coffee. Maybe 50 years ago, they could do that. Because the coffee market was totally different back then. Right now, they know they can't market and advertise themselves as, we have the best coffee in the world. They know they can't do that. And so what they do is, if you look at all their messaging, if you look at their website, if you look at their TV commercials, it's all about the memories of, especially with the younger generation, waking up in the morning or coming home from college and your parents had Folgers in their coffee pot. Mm-hmm. And the smell of the Folgers and the thing, you know, and the red can.
It's a very recognizable smell.
It is. And so that's what they are working on, is they're working on the memories. They're working on the emotional connection. They're working on all of the things that has driven them to be a brand, one of the biggest coffee brands in the world for so long, and how they've been able to transition that. They can't say they're the best coffee anymore, but they can say that they have provided some of the best memories people have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up on Christmas morning, and there's Folgers brewing in the cup after you just come home from college. And you know that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what they're selling right now, is that type of scenario.
Very interesting. Epic brands. Engaging people in conversation, something to remember. Thank you to Clifton Alexander for imparting his wisdom on us. We're going to be back with Clifton after the break. Going to talk about some recent fads and more about branding in the marketing space. You're listening to Grill Nation. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show here on KMBZ 980 AM and also on podcast today or at grillnationshow.com, which I haven't mentioned yet on the show, where you can find all of our guests, photos of our guests, connections to our sponsors, as well as all the information you need about our show that we have each and every week here on KMBZ 980 AM. Again, connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill or at Grill Nation Show. Joined today by Clifton Alexander, branding extraordinaire. His website is reactorkc.com, contributor to Grill Nation. Just having a fascinating conversation with him about what makes an epic brand, promise to your customers and the consumers, and everything about branding here on the show today. I wanted to finish the show today with Clifton talking about fads and branding fads that we've seen and products, because I think that's an interesting kind of thing to talk about. And, you know, one of them is raw water. You wanted to talk about. I don't even know what that
you
is.
You just jump right into it.
Yeah. Well, kind of define for us what we're doing here.
I think
you wanted to talk about fads.
I think it's interesting to talk in a branding discussion about brands that are doing things really well, companies that have incredible products, that have longevity, that have been around forever, that are getting people so amped up and brand championed to tattoo on their body, right? But I think there's a segment of the sort of the branding and marketing world that are these incredible successes that just die out incredibly fast. And that's a whole part of the branding and marketing and advertising economy that we live in. And we have these crazy things. We have everything from, I'm trying to think of one of the oldest ones I can think of was maybe the Pet Rock or the Rabbit's Foot. Did you ever have a Lucky Rabbit's Foot when you were like in grade school? Like stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I had one.
All the way up to today, one of the most recent fads in this sort of the health food craze, and there's nothing wrong with health food, but sometimes it goes too far, is raw water. And so you had you heard of raw water before?
No.
Yeah. So apparently people are deciding that it's more healthy for them or something to drink water directly out of the ground, essentially. So there are companies that are bottling water that is completely unfiltered, completely raw, completely natural, right out of the ground. Now, what do we always say if we're camping? We say, okay, the stream water looks nice and pure, but we're not going to go and just drink it because there could be all kinds of weird bacteria in there. I mean, literally, like 100 yards up the creek, there could have been a moose that just peed in the creek, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then that water filters down and it makes a way to you. So there's been all this really like interesting trend and fad of people wanting to be super natural, healthy, and going all the way as far as saying, we're going to drink raw water. These companies are charging like $9 a gallon or some crazy amount for this water that comes straight out of the earth, but it's not been tested. It's not been filtered. It's not any of those things. And so people are going to start getting sick. They're going to start getting really sick. Some people have. And so now there's all these news articles saying, hey, everybody, be careful of the raw water. It's not quite what you think it is. You think it's healthy. It could potentially kill you, literally, with some weird bacteria.
It seems very hard to figure out, right?
So it doesn't. But again, people get caught up in the emotion of something. They want to be the most healthy. They want to be the most pure they can be. The problem is that doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. You can't always do that. And so, people get wrapped up in, and these are all marketing things, right?
These are all things that
we've been sort of been drilled into our heads is that everything at Whole Foods is healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trader Joe's, let me tell you, I went into Whole Foods the other day and I saw freaking gummy bears and all kinds of stuff that was really high in fat, calories, all the things.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was just talking to you about this off air is I went in to buy some granola bars.
Yeah,
and then there's RX bars and the box and the branding and the packaging.
Man, sucks
just
you in.
Three things on the front.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this thing has got egg
three
whites.
Egg whites, raw almonds.
And I'm like, I'll pay $7 for four of these. And I never look at the calories that are in the back or the health food because it spells out right there and it's called the RX bar.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
This is healthy for me.
So I don't even know. Is that, that's the thing. Like, this is all about the brand, right?
It's all about the brand and it's all about what is.
Is a Clif Bar healthy? I don't know.
Yeah.
I eat
who knows?
Them.
Yeah, right.
And they could be terrible.
Sure. I do too. And as meal replacements and if you're on certain types of diets and eating the right way, those things are all fine for you. But on the same token, I mean, a Dorito's not going to hurt you either if you're eating the right way in general. And so that's kind of the thing that I think is funny about all of it is just that mentality that some brands have done such a good job of drilling into our heads that everything we sell is healthy. Everything we sell, just because it's all natural doesn't mean it's healthy, right? But a lot of people don't really know that or they don't think through that.
So I got one for you.
They come out of Whole Foods with a bunch of peanut butter cups and, like gummy bears. And
that's a good one. Is peanut butter healthy? Because I eat a lot of that all natural.
Yeah, that's
it's like
good.
If
that's
I
fine.
Have a spoonful of that, is that all I can
now,
have?
Now, I will say that if you are going to eat peanut butter.
Yeah.
And if you are going to eat chocolate, it's probably better for you that it doesn't have a bunch of chemicals and crap in it, that it's just perfectly purely natural. So I get that, but it still has just as much fat and just as much calories and all the other things. So if you're trying to lose weight and that sort of thing, you can't just do that.
I got a couple fads for you.
Go for it.
I want to just throw out there, and I just brought them up on Google Images. The shoes that have toe holes, like the shoes that are like this.
Yes. the barefoot shoes.
Yeah, that have places for your toes. Yeah. And everyone thought, when you run with these, it's going to change your life.
The barefoot running shoes in general has been a huge fad. Even the really lightweight shoes and all that. I personally am not one of those people. I can't walk around barefoot. It makes my feet hurt, my back hurt and all that. So the idea of the shoe mimicking the barefoot doesn't drive me, but there's a lot of people that love that kind of stuff.
Another one, Crocs.
Crocs. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So everyone's like, they're the most comfortable shoes. Even they look like crap.
They look terrible, but they're comfortable.
Yeah.
But they're doing a good job of marketing now. Crocs, I don't know if they're doing so well. They're pulling stores out and stuff these days, but again, it might be a fad.
Well, they've gotten into normal looking shoes again.
Yeah.
So, and then a couple more I have for you, the Livestrong bracelet and friendship bracelets. You know, those kids a few years ago had those little
things. My daughter was all
those rubber band things that they would make.
Oh man, she was the rainbow bracelet.
And everyone would wear those. And then the Livestrong, you know, we can go way into that whole thing, but like the fact that like
that was a brand
everyone was wearing those wristbands.
Yeah.
The yellow
wristbands.
That was a
brand play. Everybody wanted to be part of a movement.
Right.
We go back to creating a promise. We go back to emotional connections. People want brands that are part of a movement. That's what they want. It's what's wired into our brains. We can be told anything and we'll believe it if that brand is authentic to who they are and if they're promising us the right types of things. Now, whether that's always good is not always the case, but that's part of the play of being a big brand.
I can't believe in the 70s.
Copper bracelets. I was asking earlier, as a golfer, do you have a copper bracelet?
I don't even. I've seen those things. I mean,
that'll
I can't imagine that actually.
It'll help your golf swing, man.
Yeah, I know. Right? I need a lot of help there.
Because copper will be flowing through your veins and it'll make you strong. I don't have any
idea. We're seeing a lot of the copper, like socks, the copper knee pads.
Everything.
I mean, Brett Favre is their spokesperson.
Yeah. So there's obviously some, maybe there's some kind of health benefit to the copper, but I don't know. You know, it seems very, suspicious to
me. I can tell you this. I have to say you started out with the Pet Rock in the 70s.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm reading this on the internet as we speak. My Pet Rock sold for $3.95 a piece in 1975, and creator Gary Dahl unloaded more than 5 million in 6 months. In 6 months, he walked away with $15 million in the 70s. Man. For selling a rock.
For figuring out how to market a rock.
Exactly.
Is really what he was doing. He figured out a way to market something that was dirt cheap, that didn't have, you know, like, that's it. He figured it out.
Unbelievable.
And he became rich from it. Isn't that incredible?
Clifton Alexander, Reactor Design Studios. The website is reactorkc.com. Great guy here in Kansas City. I appreciate you again coming on the show and talking about branding. You know, when we start these shows, we always think about how much we can talk about and how interesting it'll be. But I can tell you one thing, man. You really kind of brought it today. I'll tell you that. A lot of really good knowledge and a lot of fun as well. I appreciate you coming on the show each and every month, and I'm looking forward to having you back next month, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you on the show. You've been listening to Grill Nation. I appreciate you joining us again this week, guys and gals. Take care and have a good one. We'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.